can they be? I give a girl a hand and a microphone. Looks like she's all alone. She can bring a friend, though she's not my kind of friend. She keeps on staring me out with her all black and blue eyes. Take a dance and just to give the girl a chance. And I was never that good at being nice when I should. I guess that she'll forgive me right before she tries to kill me, cause I sold her on yesterday's "Come Take Me Home" eyes. And I can take a waltz and just so she could kick my head. And oh, I do believe I was drunk and both of my heads had shrunk. Guess her name was Tina, cause before I'd even seen her I was lost. I know what's your name, just get me for that.
Hello everyone, you're listening to the Carolyn and Joe Show, and I'm Carolyn.
And I'm Joe. How's it going? It's going pretty well.
Were you anticipating?
Answering my question.
Was that question for the audience or for me? Or for yourself?
I'm just so used to that, man. Already. Already.
How's it going? It's going pretty well.
It's going pretty good, man.
So who was that directed toward?
I don't know. I guess that's just sort of instinctual. It's just sort of instinctual, you know, whenever you meet a new person, you're always just like, hey, how's it going? I don't know how you do it, but I'm always just like, hey, how you doing? You know what I mean? Yeah, that's exactly how I roll. Yes, in fact, you are listening to the Carolyn and Joe Show. Thank you again for tuning in. It is a Tuesday. A lot of great stuff happening throughout the whole entire world. A lot of bad stuff happening throughout the whole entire world. And you know what? I don't really know much of it.
Because how do you determine if it's good or bad?
I don't even know if I can tell if it's important or not. All I can really, you know, what's in, I guess, you know, what's in my line of view. And it being Tuesday, we have the last episode of Lost happening tonight or today or whenever you guys are tuning into this or on Tuesday.
It's officially the last one. There's not another one like next Tuesday.
That's right. Not one next Tuesday. And there's only going to, and then this Sunday. We're probably already going to date this show, but, you know, at the end of this week, on Sunday, is going to be the final ever episode of Lost.
Wait, now, I'm a little bit confused about this Tuesday-Sunday thing.
Are you really?
Yeah, Tuesday is the second-to-last episode.
It is the second-to-last episode.
Okay, and then on Sunday is the last.
Is the final. Like, is
finale.
Yeah, so it's like...
Series finale.
So, like, I guess you can say that, like, you know, this is... Like, Tuesday's episode, which is tonight, is, you know, the final episode of the normal season. And then, like, this, of the normal setup.
See, I think
normal
that's
setup.
Confusing me. Well, but now, are they marketing it like that to say the final episode on Tuesday?
I don't know. It technically is. And, in a way, since Sunday's episode is going to be, like, what? It's like a two-hour episode. It might as well just be like a movie. It's like the Lost movie. You know what I mean? That's what it sort of feels like to me. So it's like, oh, the final.
They need to go out with a bang.
Yeah, so, you know.
Okay, so technically Tuesday is the second to last episode.
Technically,
then.
Yes.
So we should say that.
No, I'm not going to say it.
So
all right,
you're
going to
be untechnical
it.
About it?
It'll be whatever it is. But basically, yeah, this week, after this week is done, by the time next Tuesday comes around, there is going to be no more Lost. I don't know how you feel about that. We'll probably get through talking about our feelings. Stop doing that. It's distracting just looking at boobs. I don't know about the rest of you people in the United States of America and the universe, but boobs are pretty distracting.
Why is that?
I don't know, but now you've made it very distracting. Now I'm just going to mumble throughout the rest of that.
Is that what happens?
I'll keep my composure as best I can without boobs being flashed in my face now and then.
I don't think I'm flashing.
You're not flashing.
I don't even notice. I mean, I don't know what... It looks normal to me.
I guess so.
But that's just what happens when I look down, you know?
Like, yeah, so I guess... Yes.
When I'm walking and rocking around, looking at the sidewalk,
yeah, so Lost
happen
is,
to see them.
Lost is coming out. We are in season finale time, actually. It's actually, to me... If I was still on a normal schedule, like watching television shows, stuff. If we're watching like this normal, you know, I watched a lot of television shows back in the day. And during this time of, you know, like the season finale time, is the most exciting time? Like, do you ever did you ever have a show that you're excited about the season finale and stuff like that?
I was like really into Briscoe County Jr. at one point.
Did Briscoe have a season finale?
No, it just kind of ended. But I just remember
it had an end.
I just kind of remember like being all pumped for it every, you know, whatever day it was on. I think it was on, maybe on a Friday night, and I was like, yeah. I was like, Briscoe's on. And then there was like this other show during that same time called like, oh man, I wish I could remember it. It wasn't on that long, but it was basically a guy that was trying to like revenge his wife's death.
It
was called like something with, like with a stone or something.
Something with a stone?
Yeah, or like some type of granite, or I don't even know. Did you remember? It was on during the same time.
Was it like brimstone?
Yes, brimstone.
Yeah.
And I was calling it granite.
granite. Something like granite.
With a stone.
Like the stone is the only part that sort of makes sense.
Well, because I don't really remember that show a lot of it, but I just remember it. I was like in fourth grade and I was like, this is a good show.
Yeah, it was a good show. And I mean, that's what I like. Like really during the TV season, whatever the seasons are broken down now, the times that I'm the most excited about watching any show is the pilot episode or the first episode of the season. If they have a Christmas or holiday episode, and the season finale, like I get like really personally involved in, and you know, I definitely do miss having that because like I haven't really been keeping up with it because I'd almost blame this specifically on Mr. Brian Sarvis, my film producer partner, because he back probably like 3 or 4 years ago, Brian Sarvis, you know, he didn't have cable or I guess at that time or, you know, but he brought on the theory to me of saying that like, why am I going to watch this show if they're going to release it on DVD at the end of the, you know, like before the next season? I'll just wait for that and I can just watch it all in my own terms.
Yeah.
You know, at that part, I was sparingly watching episodes because I started to realize work was getting in the way and I travel so much, so I'm not able to catch things on TV.
Mm-hmm.
So then,
and you don't have TiVo.
Yeah, and I don't have TiVo. None of that stuff. And I never really watched shows online. And so basically what happened was, you know, that started to get to me. So I was like, well, maybe I should just wait. I mean, you know, maybe I should just wait. What happened was I started missing certain episodes and then I just gave up. And I was like, I'll just buy the DVD. Because most likely or not, I am going to buy that DVD when it comes out on sale and I'll watch it all again before the next season.
Mm-hmm.
And what happens with it started with the Heroes, the first season of Heroes. I was like, I watched that. I was like, cool, this is going to be, you know, I mean, I watched that on DVD. I watched it on while I was on TV one episode and I was like, cool.
And you were like, save the cheerleader, save the world.
Yeah, and like, you know, I was like, all right, I'm going to save this and I'm going to buy it on DVD so I can, you know, watch the whole thing in its entirety and not be have that as a dilemma.
Yes.
And then what happened there was, all right, so I watched the whole season of Heroes before the second season came up to get pumped up for it, and now I'm all caught up, and now I don't have to go through that the cliffhanger, you know, that they usually have at the mm-hmm. end of the season. And I'm like, I can go right into the new season. And then what happens was I watched that, and I watched like the first 3 episodes of Heroes, the second season, and I was like, oh, I'll just wait, you know. And then, you know, so that's what happened. But I never, for Heroes itself, I never actually bought the second season because people were like, oh, it's crappy, blah, 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 blah. And then slowly that started happening with the Smallville, which I watched Smallville. I watched one episode and I started missing some episodes. So I was just like, I'll just skip it and I'll just buy it on DVD. And then we come back to, now let's bring it back to Lost. Lost, I watched the first episode and I was like, okay, I know this show is going to be great. It has exactly what I'm looking for. If anyone who knows me and the type of stories I make, or movie-wise, not comic book-wise, but or music-wise, or whatever-wise, I like mysteries. I make mysteries and suspense mysteries. I'm not a horror person, or I'm not an artsy, Wes Anderson type guy. I make mysteries and suspense mysteries with really cool characters. And like I was watching Lost and had all the tone that I wanted. Mm-hmm. I was like, this is gonna be great. I will wait until the season is, like, the series is done. Like, until it's its last season. And I will buy every season. Like, if it's on if it's for $20, I'll buy the whole season. I'll watch them all before the last season comes on.
Yeah.
And that's basically what happened. So
what season were they on when we caught up with all the previous seasons?
Was that last just season? Before this season.
Just before the final season.
Just before the final season. So
which is season 6? correct, or
I don't know.
Five or six?
I believe it's six.
Okay.
So
we caught up with five seasons.
Yeah, we caught up with five seasons. And you know, that's the interesting thing is while I was waiting for these DVDs to go on sale, I was hearing, you know, noise about the show. They're like, oh, this show is so great. I was like, I knew it was going to be great. This is something that's very captivating, you know, but it's, you know, beyond what people think. It was something that I wanted to check out when it's done. And then people, you know, I heard people getting frustrated. I'm like, oh, it's going to suck. I'm like, oh, this is different, blah, blah, blah.
And then, like, the writer's strike
happened. And there's delays.
Then, yeah, like, their schedule got all thrown off. And then, I guess, you know, they lose viewers if they start jacking around, like, something that's not consistent anymore.
Yeah, and anyone that knows me, like, specifically really knows me, that I love serialized television. Like, Buffy and Angel and fuck even Hercules and Xena, like back in the day, like any of the Sam Raimi, Rob Tapert, like television stuff like that, all the syndicated things, shows, like all those shows back then, I love them because, you know what, I'm not a big fan of like the Monster of the Week or like I can understand the CSI and Cold Case, but I'll never buy them and I'll never like almost like study it. Like those shows that have character arcs, I do in fact like I buy them as if they were like comic books. As if they're, I mean, it makes sense. So yeah, and then finally, Lost season 1-4, just before the fifth season came out on sale, or I mean, just before the fifth season came out, before the sixth season were the premiere, those four DVD collections came out for $20 each over at Target. So I scooped, it wasn't even that. I saw two of them, right? I saw two of them on sale, and they said, but the other four were sold out. No, I saw the second one on sale when everything else was sold out. So I was like, crap, I gotta buy that second season. And then somehow in this Northern Virginia area or this greater DC, Maryland area, I gotta find the other three and buy them. So we did in fact track those down so we can watch it from beginning to basically we watch
current
it
day.
Until current day. So for me, it's like basically I dedicated all my television, you know, my television watching time dedicated was just to watching Lost from beginning
like
to
summer,
end.
Summer 2009 was like pretty much all Lost watching.
Yeah, it was like Lost and a little bit of Mad Men. And we watched Mad Men in between, like when we were waiting for season 5 to come out on DVD. We're like, all right, we might as well watch Mad Men. And then Mad Men was awesome. We're like, crap, we gotta get the second one. It's awesome. And those two shows.
Mad Men was on sale too. We were like, oh, well, I guess I should get it. Because it was like some, like Thanksgiving sale or
it was
Black Friday.
Yeah, it was
or
Black Friday, and it was a surprise too.
And it was like it was only like $14 or something for the whole season.
So we had to that had to be got, but yeah, and that was really interesting because like for one thing, it's like I felt really lucky to not be tormented by one message boards or people's thoughts or water cooler talk, you know, anything humanity. I wasn't distracted by humanity when watching Lost from beginning to end, basically.
Also, I feel like the timing that we got in on it was like, yeah, it was a little late because when I first started talking about, hey, I'm watching Lost now, and then everyone's like, yeah, you're a little bit 5 years behind, but that's okay. But I still feel like at least for me watching it, it's like I didn't have to deal with commercials in between seasons for 5 years and all the breakups and everything of like sporadic whenever it's going to be on the air.
Yeah.
I just kind of like watched it all in a big chunk and then like I get this final season to watch, you know, live or the next day on the internet.
Yeah, and that's another interesting thing is like that's times have come and go so fast, but you know, these days I really specifically wanted to watch Lost like if I was watching it live on television. I really tried for the first like 3 weeks. I tried to watch it on, you know, on time on Tuesday nights and stuff like that, because Tuesdays for me is a great night for television. Like Buffy was on there, even Andy Richter, Undeclared, like great shows were on Tuesdays for me, even Tuesdays and Wednesdays, but Tuesdays has always been a strong time. But it just became difficult, work got in the way, but then I found out, oh, you can watch ABC shows, not that we're affiliated with ABC, but you can watch their shows online, like the new episodes, the last three episodes online. So we've been doing that with one commercial, you know, they have that time, that clock.
Yeah. But I still feel like it's like a lot better for me to watch that. And also back to your original question is like, is there any TV shows that I remember watching the finale for?
Yeah.
The sad thing is like, I know of a lot of TV and I watch a lot of TV, but I can't really like remember being like, oh, this is the finale. Like, I really honestly can't. And also, all of my shows, I feel like they got canceled.
Yeah,
so
canceled.
It's kind of like, I remember watching Stacked. You know, do you remember and like with Pam Anderson, and like that got canceled, and I don't even know if like they ever really had a finale.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I honestly can't remember. I know I have a show on DVD yet, and I don't know if maybe I can go back and check, but I don't know. And then also there was what was it? Thieves with John Stamos
and Melissa George.
Yeah, Melissa George. And like, I don't know, did that show ever have a finale, or did that just kind of end? So it's like every show that I did like kind of invest some time into watching it live on TV, like live meaning like, you know, when the official time slot when it came out, you know, the first airing of it. And like I all of those just kind of, I never really latched on to like some cultural phenomenon like Lost, because I didn't get into it in the beginning. I remember the water cooler talk of like people at work being like, oh yeah, Lost, and then those like came out a little bit after Survivor, and for some reason, you know, I did kind of have this conception that it was like, oh, people lost on an island and like their plane crashed.
But you know,
like,
that's exactly what ABC wanted. That ABC went to J.J. Abrams and like, we need to make something
like Survivor, like, but like a scripted Survivor.
Yeah, and you know, J.J. like took it and ran with it.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah,
and
that's
then
what's
I remember Disney's Child had that Survivor.
Yeah, yeah.
Like music video or whatever, their hit. But like, I don't know. I'm not saying I was against it. I just didn't really get into it, because sometimes when a lot of people are talking about one thing, it really makes me like not want to get into it.
See,
same thing with like American Idol.
For me specifically, I can't really get into something when I know that like some sorority chick or some other person is totally into this. I'm like, you know, I don't really. For me, it feels like they're gonna try to change my. They're gonna try to make up my own impression.
Like,
you know,
a cult.
I mean? Yeah, well, not like a cult, but
they're just like, join us, watch Lost.
I just don't like people telling me. I like to have my impressions like faithful for what I would enjoy, because a lot of times, even if you were to read critics, if you read critics before like the you know, like the reviews before the you watch a movie, they try to, you know, you're sort of impacted already if it was either good or bad. Mm-hmm. I'd like to go into things completely like clean slate. I want to have my own impression on certain things. That's how I found out. That's how I really found a lot of like the stuff that like I really love and that has shaped me today. Like, no one told me about like the comic book Day Tripper about by Gabriel Ba and Fabio Moon. It's just like no one told me about that, and all of a sudden I looked it up and I saw their names. It's like, I gotta try this out. Like, no one told me about it, and I read it and I was like, this book is just as and feels just as important to me as Stray Bullets did. No one told me about Stray Bullets. I picked it up suddenly and then read it and blew my mind. No one gave me any hype. I feel the things that I've enjoyed the most have been the things that I've stumbled upon freshly. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't want to really be initiated with something to be like, join our cult or join our little club that everyone watches this show.
And that's the same thing. That's the same thing with Buffy. Like, no one told me that I should. Oh, this is the perfect thing for you, Joe. That you love Buffy. Usually, majority of the times, anytime, whether it's a movie, a book, a song, or someone's like, Joe, this is perfect for you. Like, I was listening to this and reminding you of you. You're going to like this. And I listen to it, and I'm like, this sounds like bullshit. This is what you think of me when you, you know what I mean? It's like,
didn't somebody say you should watch Little Children and you hated that movie?
Yeah, I was like, this is what you think? This is bullshit. You think I like this crap? You know what I mean?
The one time that I did get suckered into watching.
I'm not going to say that the movie was crap, but like, you know, just the fact that, like, yeah, this is the type of movie that you'd love. It's like, really? Like, I understand. I'm a filmmaker. This is great. I love it. It's a good movie. Yeah. But, like, this isn't something I'd buy. This isn't something that, like, this is Joe's movie. You
it's
know
like,
I mean?
I got this email from eBay a few months ago that was, like, recommended, you know, suggestions from eBay for you. And keep in mind, I've really only bought one thing off eBay. So I'm like, how can they really know what I like? Anyway.
Yeah.
But anyway, so they're, like, you know, suggested recommendations for Carolyn. And it was Uggs Boots and Ed Hardy. And
oh,
I was like,
what?
I was like, eBay, you don't really know me that well.
You don't know me at all, Mr. Statistical eBay.
Yeah, I was like, I don't know about this. But the one time I did get sucked into like a group type TV show, I guess, when everyone's like, oh, you gotta watch this. And in my former job, I was working as graphic designer, the last studio I worked at, everyone was all about Project Runway. And they were like, you have to watch Project Runway, oh my god, it's so good for designers and whatever.
Yeah.
And so like, you know, I mean, it's not a bad show. It wasn't horrible, but I did watch like that full season, whatever, I don't know what season it was. But anyway,
yeah,
I watched that most of that whole season, and like, you know, and in the beginning they kind of weeded you in. They had like a one person hosted like a Project Runway viewing party, so we all got together. So it kind of felt like a group thing. Plus, I was a recent hire, so I wanted to like, you know, get to know those people and like hang out with them. And, you know, they're good people, so I was like, yes, it was fun. You know, I admit we had the Project Runway viewing party for the season opener, and it was really fun. And like, so we just started watching it, and then it ended up being like we'd just keep talking about it. You know, every the day after that. That episode aired, we all talked about it, so it's like you had to watch it on that day.
Yeah.
Because if you didn't, you'd be like totally out of the
group.
That's
what the water cooler talk
is,
right?
Yeah, it's like, but that you get this like impression that you're totally out of the group, you know, that you're not, you can't participate.
Yeah.
Or if people like missed it that time, they'd just like cover their ears and be like, la 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 la, I can't hear you.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, you're part of a group for that. But I mean, I guess at a certain time that was fun. But then now I'm like, I don't think I'm gonna invest any more time in Project Runway right
See,
now.
This is one. This is one of the things like. You know, again, mentioning myself, one of my biggest dreams has always been, and is one of my still the goals. One of my goals to this day is to have my own television series, like my own, you know, series that I've created. And one of the things I love about having like enjoying a show that isn't exactly like the big water cooler talk is the moment that you realize that someone else likes the show that you like. It's like, you know, you both have that secret, this awesome secret. And then, you know, you like, for me, when I started watching Buffy, I knew no one watched Buffy. Like, for me, no one even knew. They're like, Buffy the Vampire, so what the hell is this? But when I found someone who was like, well, sometimes I'd mention a character or something like that, and they're like, oh, do you watch Buffy? And they're like, yeah. And they're like, and they talk about episodes, like, that feels so honest to me, you know what I mean? That is the best part, because it's more genuine. No one's forcing them to watch it. They watch it on their own reward, you know. They watch that by them, you know, by themselves, and they're not like just being part of this big crowd that watches Buffy, even though now I bet there are people. But back then, back in like 97 or 98 and stuff like that, back when if someone to say you watch Buffy, like, you know what I mean, they either frown upon it or they'd be like, oh my god, really? I love that show. I love that feeling of like that discovery. That's one of the greatest feelings ever. I have a friend, he's world champion, and you never know, but he freaking loves Star Trek, like Deep Space Nine. And like, it's amazing, because like, I love freaking Star Trek Deep Space Nine. I used to do my math homework to it. It made me feel smart. But then it's like 10 years or now 13 years later, to have someone say like, you won't believe this, man, but, Do you watch Star Trek? And like, this is a dude that, like, you know, hardcore guy, you know, can choke anyone out, you know, break their bones. And then he's like, yeah. And I was like, yeah, do you ever watch Deep Space Nine? And I was like, yeah, dude, I watched Deep Space Nine. I was watching when I left. I watch that shit all the time. It's the best Star Trek ever. I was like, holy shit, no way, man. It's the best shit ever, man. And you break it down. It's like, I love that feeling, because
you have a connection.
There's a connection, but it's an honest connection too. But you know what I mean? It's not something that feels forced. It's not like, oh, did you watch what happened yesterday on this one? Oh yeah, Jack was just talking about that yesterday. Oh, what do you mean by that? No, this is honest joy of like, again, just like hiding out. And you know, like what I find the joy of reading comic books is having that personal moment to read this book by yourself, that no one's really, you know, that no one in that your world is trapped, like cut off, and you're just enjoying this book and then realizing someone else loves that book. You know, and they're not being forced to read it. You know what I mean? It's like, mm-hmm, a pure love. So, yeah, and then, yeah. And specifically, so having that connection with those television shows, when the season comes to an end, like, or the season comes to an end, like, you have this anticipation. Like, for me, I always structured, like, the television season equivalent to the school season. So whenever school was ending, the series was ending, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, and then,
or
you know,
the season,
or the season, yeah, the season, sometimes the season, sometimes the series. But like, to me, I felt more nostalgia or remorse or sadness whenever I felt more sadness when the season was coming to an end. Because I felt like, oh, I felt like I don't get to see my friends until, you know what I mean? It felt like that. I was like, I really felt like, oh man, I don't get to see these guys. Because usually, like, the friends I meet in high school, I get to see them, like, in the summer, you know, so what? and people I don't see, I didn't really want to see them anyway. It's sort of like that. But for me, it felt like, oh, I'm not going to be able to see Buffy or in the gang until like next season, until October 9. Yeah. You know, I was like, oh, I got to wait for that. That sucks. You know what I mean?
See, all my shows like that, I don't know if they hyped up the season finales as much, because I used to watch TGIF. And like, it would
be
like
sitcom though,
but
right?
It'd be like, yeah, Boy Meets World and like Full House and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But I don't know if they ever like really was like, oh, because I remember they made a big deal about the end of Full House, and like, I think like, Mary-Kate, Ashley Olsen, whatever.
Yeah.
Like she like fell from a horse or something. Some big accident happened, but I don't even remember what happened. But now that I look back at that show, because it's funny, because I used to watch all the TGIFs with my mom and my brother, and we'd all like really watch it. So we'd all be like, yeah, Boy Meets World and stuff. But now that I look back at, like, I probably watched every single Full House episode, like, as it aired live.
Yeah.
And, like, now that I look back on it, I'm like, man, that show was actually so bad. Certain parts of it was, like, really bad.
Yeah.
But then I'm like, man, I really think I only watched it for John Stamos.
Yeah, but also at the end of, at the end of the series, like, what I love and hate about a series ending is that you can tell a passage of time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's these eras where, like, all right, you know, when Buffy came out, or even when Hercules was on, you know, I was like,
a big event happened.
Well, you know, each year, you know, there's an arcing story, whether it be good or bad. And there's a beginning of the season, there's the end of the season. And it's great to look back and be like, look at where we went. You know what I mean? Look at what changed. That's why I lean towards, like, a serialized show. Because when it's sort of just standalone episodes, it doesn't feel like I'm going anywhere, and I really want to go somewhere. Because
even like Boy Meets World had the same jokes, like Feeny.
But at least with Boy Meets World, like, it's like they kept talking
about Feeny, and they had Feeny like all the time, and then he ended up being their principal when they thought they got away from him.
But even in Boy Meets World, they at least like graduated to the next grade,
next school year.
Yeah, I thought that was even great.
And then they had the college years.
Yeah, and that's I think is really important. Now, like with Lost. Being able to sort of, I didn't have, you know, maybe I lost out on this, but maybe it's, when Lost was out, TV land was sort of changing anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, like sci-fi and stuff wasn't really like the mainstay. Buffy and Veronica Mars, all that stuff was almost gone. The only thing that was around was Smallville and Supernatural for me. And I don't know. I never really got into Battlestar, but I never had a chance to anyway. But basically, yeah, we sort of just crammed in crammed in 5 years like into like, 3 months or whatever, how many it is. But like, I still feel that. I still feel the times changing. I still remember, like, you know, I still remember when, you know, Sawyer was finding his glasses when he realized like he can't see and he goes to the doctor and stuff like that. You know, I remember when Walt was a young black kid. Now he's all grown up, you know, like stuff like that.
Do you remember Vincent?
Yeah, I remember Vincent. Vincent's the one that never ages.
Where's Vincent right now? Is he still hopping around the island?
No, Vincent's with those the black lady, the bigger black lady, and the.
Oh.
Remember, they made a home for themselves like on the island while everyone else is just going crazy hopping. They're just like, we made our own home here. You should do that too.
Oh, so Vincent's with Rose.
Yeah, with Rose, yeah. See, I remember that stuff. Like, that's what I love about those shows, is seeing where people have been. Because, you know, I really don't look back as much in my own life, but I appreciate it when people have given me a piece of their work, of their arc, and I can see them how they progressed and changed.
After 5 years, it would be good to, like, you know, see where people go in 5 years.
Yeah, and it, you know, like... All right, let's just break it down for each one of the seasons, if we can remember.
I mean, but what character out of all the Lost characters do you think's changed the most?
I'm not sure, but let's start from the beginning and let's see if there's things in each season that we really liked, like that stuck out in our mind. Let's start with the beginning. For you, let's start with you.
Well, the beginning was just like really mystical. I mean, I just remember them coming, you know, the plane crashed. They're on this island with, like, you know, strangers. They didn't know most of the people on the plane. And obviously the first character that I remember is Jack, because he, like, just made it, like, it was very clear in the forefront that he was the leader.
Yeah.
And he made it very clear, because he was organizing people right after the crash.
You know, it's a funny thing that I also always realized, and I don't know why it still sticks out in my mind, it should stick out in my mind, really, is that it felt like in the first season that they tried to get Kate to wear as less amount of clothing as possible. Like, even though all of a sudden we have shots of her coming out of the water, and she's like in her underwear or like she's washing herself, like stuff like that. Yeah. I was like, of course they're gonna throw that in.
Yeah.
Is there a memory that you're like that you remember out of the first season that was great? Like one of my favorite memories was I think again, like I still enjoyed hearing Saeed talk about like we don't have enough intelligence. It was cool to learn about them.
Was that from the season when they were trying to get to that tower?
Yeah, that's still the first season.
And he was like, we need the manipulator to tell the intelligence. There's not enough intelligence of these whatever diagnostics tests to know. Or so. I don't even know what... I can't do a good impression of him.
But yeah, like the
first... I don't even, what was he talking about with the intelligence?
But like the first season, I felt... It wasn't as grand as the rest of it was, but I thought that was what was really strong about that. When you first watched the first season of Lost, what did you think like of like the flashbacks and stuff like that? Did that make sense to you? Were you like, wow, this is a different way of telling a story?
Well, I think like after a while it started to become a little bit trendy, but they would always do the show focusing on each character by like zooming in on their eye in the beginning.
Trendy. Who followed this trend?
I don't know, but it started to get a little bit cliche having like each character have their own episode with like their eye. I mean, I don't know. I guess it was good element of visual to show, but after a while I was like, man, it's another like zoom in on the eye.
But I felt that's like actually their storytelling device, because that's the way that they, I felt like that's the way that they actually were able to use the whole entire cast. And also it's not like, all right, can we get everyone into one episode? It's like each episode is going to be focused on a new character.
Mm-hmm.
And then like you can do that for 12 episodes or whatnot. And then we start developing in the second half. I thought that was...
I remember Sawyer's really well about his like big con and like what happened to him as a child with his parents.
Yeah.
I remember his really, really well.
Oh, another cool thing I remember is like when Michael and Jin. Remember when Jin got handcuffed to the plane or something like that because he was looking at his... He was looking at his wife. No. Michael got handcuffed because he was looking at Sun.
Mm-hmm.
Man, that was way back.
And but then, I don't even think he was really looking at her.
He
wasn't. Sexually.
He just happened to be there. But then Jin was all like, "You know what? Jin couldn't speak English back then.
Yeah, and then he would always
that
ask,
was awesome.
He would always ask Sun to like button up the top button of her shirt.
Yeah,
it was. She wasn't even like really showing anything. It was just like a top button.
But I thought that was also what's cool to see is those two characters, like, you know, they start hating each other, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then they start making that raft. Like they started like at the beginning, they, you know, because like because Michael was supposedly like, you know, was like looking at Sun and like, you know, Jin is all like jealous, mean husband. And then that transcended later on into like this friendship in which they're both trying to leave the island, and Michael was making the raft to get out there. And who's there helping him get off the island? And who has motivations to? Jin. So it's cool. You get to see that arc.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, that first raft gets set on fire, and then the second one gets sent out into the ocean, and then, you know, it's like, we need to take the boy. That was one. That was a fucking great season finale, man.
Yeah. That
oh
was
my god.
Pretty
was that,
scary.
When you saw that, that was like awesome terror, because like you have this joy, we're about to get the fuck out of here.
Then it was like, and also the music changes. Like fake ass pirates and shit.
Yeah, man. You know? And you've been speaking of the others. Oh, that's another great thing from the first season. Another great thing from the first season is like,
Jin saying the others like the others.
No, that's a season two.
Oh, that was season.
That was season two, but like
that was when he learned how to speak English.
But there's a visual that they had of like the, remember when they had the what's her name, Russo, the French lady.
Yeah.
Like she appears, he's like, oh, give me the baby. It's all crazy and creepy like that. But then when she pointed at like the others are coming, and then she points into the forest, and they had like that smoke in the air.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, oh my god, that's such a great. That's like, I don't know what the fuck it is, but it's awesome moment. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's smoke. It could be anything.
I think
that's
like
a great feeling to have. That's why I love mystery.
My big hero from season one is actually just the smoke.
Yeah, just the smoke.
Yeah.
Or the smoke monster. We didn't know it was a smoke monster.
Well, I didn't. I don't think we knew it was.
But
a
just
smoke,
seeing
but
that
just
smoke.
Seeing the smoke and like just wondering what is in there, and then there's like polar bears and stuff, and you're just like, what in the world? And then I remember the first character that I liked in season one was Locke.
Yeah,
like, I mean, I don't know. I knew that Jack was a leader, but he wasn't, like, appealing to me.
Yeah.
You know, he was a good character for what he was, but, like, as a personal attachment, I was never really drawn to Jack at all. Same thing with Kate. Like, Jack and Kate, like, season one, they didn't really bother me that much, but I remember in season two, I was kind of, like, super annoyed of Jack and Kate. I was just like, I don't want to see you two. Get off the screen.
Yeah, that was great, because Locke, you know, like, when you first see him, he's completely fine. But when you see his story, his flashback, and he's on a wheelchair, and he's like, but it's great determination that he, what does he has that phrase like,
don't tell me what I can and can't do.
Yeah, like to me, I took that to heart, man, because that's a great thing to have. He's fucking paralyzed, but don't freaking tell me what to do. Don't tell me I can do this. You know, that was a great thing to know.
But he was the first character that I became like intrigued by, and like I wanted to know more about him.
I wanted to get rid of Shannon and all of that. You know.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't know. Yeah, but like I guess like Locke, and then when Locke came back with like his boar, like he was the first one that actually took initiative to like hunt and stuff like that.
Yeah,
he was like hunting like with the boar and bringing back food, and you know, in a way, like he was like a leader in a way more so than Jack, but Jack was like so much like the hero that it overshadowed Locke. So I don't think a lot of people realize that Locke at that time was already setting himself up to be a leader.
Yeah.
But yeah, Shannon was pretty annoying that first season as well.
So, you know, it was, you know, and then let's go to season two. Of course, we get the introduction of the others, and even though a lot of people didn't like the episode, like Adrift, when they were like, when I think it was Michael and Sawyer, they're stuck like on the pieces of the raft in the ocean.
Yeah.
Me, visually, I love stuff like that. It's like, where do we go from here? What happens in this? And then they land and they see the others at the end of the episode. It's like, the others! And that's when you see Jin again and he's running towards them. You get Mr. Echo and Anna Lucia, and you get all these other characters, and then you get the, I'm not sure, do you get introduced to, I don't know if you get introduced to who the other others are.
But were they pushing the buttons yet?
Yeah, that's the introduction of Desmond, was the very first episode of that.
I like seeing Des, but at first, like, he was kind of scary, because, you know.
But that's great, because you don't know, that. But that helps the arc, too. It's like, you don't know. I love it when people just transform into people you love. You know, I mean, that's the best way.
And also, around season two, I still liked Locke a lot, but I started also liking Charlie's story, about him being, like, a musician, like, one-hit wonder,
you
I guess.
You are, everybody!
Yeah. Yeah, his drive shaft career.
Yeah. And then, you know, did you like when Saeed was, what, was Saeed's really falling for Shannon?
Was that season two?
I think so. See, that came out of the blue, man.
Because Saeed is, like, the character, like, you know, I first, like, liked the first few episodes, but then Saeed came up, and I was like, oh, man, Saeed's so awesome, just the way he talks, and, like, the way he, like, investigates people, and his backstory of, you know, like, in a way he was... What was his official title for the army?
He's an interrogator.
He's an interrogator, like, but like hardcore interrogator. And I mean, yeah, I really like Saeed. In a way, like looking at Lost as a whole, I might say that Saeed might be my favorite character out of everybody. So like when he started falling for Shannon, like in a way, obvious reasons I can see why. It's like, yeah, she's, you know, the pretty girl, and like, and she's willing to give him a try, you know, and like. If that's all the action he can get on the island, like, he obviously chose the most, like, pretty, you know, the prettiest girl there, you know, to, like, get action from. But then at the same time...
To get action from?
No, but during, like...
She wasn't the prettiest girl there, though.
Well, who do you think was?
I think Kate looks a lot better than Shannon.
Yeah, I mean, Kate's pretty, too, but Kate also had, like, that... I don't know if, like, I'm as attracted...
She's more adventure girl-like, but I don't like Shannon-type girls anymore.
I mean,
anyway.
I don't necessarily either, but I can see why guys would, like...
It's so funny to see Saeed get all romantic.
But the weird thing was for me, for the Saeed-Shannon thing, the weird thing for me was when you went back to the flashbacks, there was a part where, like, she set him up at the airport to make it seem like he was a terrorist.
Yeah.
So it, like, just shows you, like, the real Shannon, though. Like, maybe she did change when she was on the island. I'm not quite sure how I feel about that yet. But I feel like the, like, dopey blonde Shannon was just like, oh, he's a terrorist, arrest him. You know, and she's already, like, she doesn't even know Saeed. That was, like, before she even started talking to him. So basically, She's judging him.
So what about Hurley? Did you like Hurley's
but
character?
How do you think? What do you think about that? Shannon judging?
I just told you I hate Shannon.
No, but yeah, I mean, I do, but I can see, like, to me, it's like so typical of a guy to like fall for Shannon.
Such is why I'm not attracted to that those types of girls.
And then
and then
Saeed wanted to talk to her brother, and also the whole thing with her and her brother having a sexual relationship was kind of strange too.
But they weren't really brother and sister anyway.
They weren't. They have.
No, they weren't at all.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, that's true, but
it was a front.
Yeah, it was still strange though. But even
what?
But even like when Saeed wanted to talk to her brother, and he was like, "I want to talk to you about Shannon."
I want to talk to you about Shannon. Not.
I mean, yeah. I mean, I don't know. It was like it didn't make me feel good watching it. It just kind of made me feel awkward and strange.
So they needed something for Saeed to do. That's basically what happened.
Yeah, they're like, "You can do Shannon."
And then yeah, and then of course we have the numbers with Hurley, in which also the numbers were in the first season, but also I thought like the device of the numbers was awesome.
Yeah.
Like really, like,
because I wanted to know what was going on with like the pushing of the button.
Yeah, it's like, what is that? And they like, just push these crazy button numbers? Yeah. Like that was another great device.
And when they found like the Dharma tapes of like the instructional video.
And I think that's what happens when we went to season 3, that for me there wasn't really something like that. Like to a new something that they can gravitate to, except for Let's Save Charlie. Like, to me, out of season 3, the one thing I remember is, like...
Is that not Penny's boat season?
Yeah, yeah. Like, that was the one storyline that stuck in my head. Like, I care less about, like, the love triangle and with the Kate and them. I did like when Sawyer was, you know, in the cage and figuring out how to get food.
Yeah.
Just like a big animal like that. But I really liked like when Desmond started getting like the visions, and you know, he's trying to save Charlie from dying.
Yes.
But he knows he can't, you know what
season
I mean?
Season 3, like, I definitely liked Desmond during that whole season, and just his relationship with Penny in that Christmas episode. Was that season 3?
I believe that might have been season 4.
Okay, that was a good episode.
Because they're on the boat at that time, so that's the next season.
And the paralyzed episode was also really good.
Which one?
The spider and the gold.
Oh, yeah, when they killed off those characters that no one even... You see them twice?
Yeah.
Yeah, wait, I like that one too.
What what season was that?
I believe that might have been also the fourth season as well.
See, those
if
two...
If not, it might have been a third.
Those
one
two
of those
episodes, like, stood out for me.
So yeah, like, yeah, out of the third season, all right, Mr. Echo is already dead. Like, basically all the new characters that they introduced, they killed them all.
Yeah.
So all of them, which is pretty cool for them to do that, because you know what? Why not? It's a good opportunity. Let's see, what else? Do we end of season 2? Yeah, when Michael, oh, that's right. And they introduced Ben in season 2 as well. Hmm. That, like, from the get-go, I knew that dude was going to be that's an awesome character. You know what I mean? Just like the amount of drama that you can just get from him just being in a room, like what he can do from being in a room, that is mind blowing.
I feel like Ben hasn't really done much in this final season as much.
Well, he's sort of been like neutered almost, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because like he, you know, like in the last season, this season he's, you know, he killed Jacob, and then now he's realized that he's like he's not a main player anymore.
Mm-hmm.
That I feel was like really, really interesting. But to see, you know, to see like what in season 3 you get to see what the Dharma Initiative is.
Yeah.
Like those grounds. Did you like those grounds?
Yeah, that was interesting. Was that when it was in like the 70s?
No, that's the...
It's later on?
Yeah, I think that's the fourth season. No, that's the fifth season when they started
is that
flashing.
With Miles?
Yeah. They start, yeah, fourth and fifth, when you have Miles and you have the
redhead
chick.
I did like the connection of Miles, and then Miles' dad is the Asian guy from the Dharma videos.
Miles is cool. I like Miles.
I have to admit, I didn't really like Miles at first. I thought he was kind of annoying.
Because
Asian
he was
guy.
Like, he was like Jack. He's like Sawyer.
No, but I like, see, Sawyer like took a while to grow on me. Not because I didn't like him in the beginning. I just kind of felt like neutral about him. I liked his backstory and stuff, but I feel like he was overshadowed by like me liking Locke and Saeed a little bit better.
Yeah.
And then like, but then Sawyer like grew on me later and later. So now like there was a certain point like midway through Lost where I started liking Sawyer better than Locke. So then my top two were like Sawyer and Saeed would always switch back and forth.
I mean, really, Sawyer's character, like, he tried so hard to make us not like him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But there's just, he's so bad that I liked him type deal.
It's like
And he
no
was
matter
such,
how...
such a heavy hitting bad dude, too, that, like, doesn't want to talk to anybody, is the asshole of the group.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That was great.
But then at the same time, it was like he's still, like, lovable, like, that you couldn't get away from not liking him.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was good. Sometimes I was, like, getting annoyed with, like, him and Kate, though. I was like, man, I just hate Kate.
I mean, he also slept with Anna Lucia to get the, or made out with her, or did something to get the gun.
Made out with her, slept with her, did something to get the gun.
I think season two or three.
They did something in the lake.
Yeah.
Or in the, like, a little stream.
That one big, with the waterfall behind there. So then season three.
So Sawyer,
what
actually
happens at season three? It's tough to even know what happens at season three.
Sometimes.
Oh wait, it's a minute!
Someone
landed, right? Like, yeah, like, it's not Penny's boat. Desmond found that part out.
Oh, and you
got
to learn about Penny's father.
Yeah, you get that. You get the Whitmore stuff, and then they landed, right? What's his name? The dude with the beard landed. He's like, I'm here to save you. He's always talking like that. You know what I'm talking about? Hey, the mathematical equation. Yeah, we gotta do this.
The guy who likes the redhead girl.
Yeah, that guy. I forget his name.
Faraday. Daniel Faraday.
Yeah. Daniel Faraday. Straight out of the comic books, motherfucker. And then, and then they introduced Flash, like the Flash Forward. Where you see the Oceanic Six, like, off the island, or mm-hmm. six or seven. I'm not that great with details. And you see them Oceanic Six off the island, and that's when you get into the new season. Is that season five now? No. Season four?
Lost. I can't remember all these numbers.
But yeah, but then you get to see them off the island, Jack drunk and with a beard, and you get to see Saeed work for Ben.
I did like...
And you get to see Hurley still with the bad luck, and he's Mr. Klux.
Yeah, I did like that Hurley Mr. Klux episode, and then, like, his parents, and then that whole, like, winning of the lottery stuff.
You get to see Ben's daughter gets killed by the Marine guy, or that, you know what I'm talking about, the mercenary.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, and they also introduce the boat. You get to see those people on the boat. You have to find out, like, there's a time shift or something like that. You know what I mean? It gets super complicated. It does get sci-fi super complicated, which is also pretty cool. I like that. And that's when you get that episode with Desmond with the Christmas episode. That's, again, fucking love Christmas episodes, because the people who do a good Christmas episode can draw good emotion out of that. My So-Called Life did it. Even Buffy the Vampire Slayer did it. They get some good stuff off of that.
That was a good episode. This is one of my top ones.
That's one of the things. And then,
didn't you like the episode of Hurley with that beetle car or whatever?
Yeah, I really loved
that van.
I think that was in season three, because season three was...
That was one of your favorites.
Or was that season four? It was either season four or season three where they...
The male bonding episode.
When everyone was feeling down in the dumps, they had crew morale was, like, at a low. And they're like, we need to do something. Like, Hurley was like, I need to get this truck started or this van started, right? And, like, for some reason, like, doing something small, like having a fun episode like that, just really brought up my spirits while watching TV. And I think that's what's really incredible about TV like that, you know, mm-hmm. that it can influence like that. But I felt the joy when they got that, you know, they found the beer in there and they're like, all of, who was it? It was like Sawyer,
Hurley, Charlie.
Yeah, they're all trying
to
get. Yeah, maybe, and they're all trying.
What's he did?
They're all trying to get the truck to work, or that van.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was such a great one. They finally got it. Like, I felt so fulfilled. That was a great moment, man. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And it felt like, yeah, it might have been season three, because you never really felt like they were on, like, you know, like that. You wanted to go back to when they were in the jungle, as opposed to being like in the Dharma world where everyone has a house. So that part, and then it gets all crazy with the. What's it called? Like, what was season five? Oh, when they go back in time.
'70s.
Yeah, when they go back in time. I thought that was cool.
What did you think of Sawyer as LeFou?
I thought it was awesome. It was cool to see them in a different light. That's what was really interesting about that, is to see the change in those characters. And you get to see, what's the Asian guy's name again?
Miles?
Yeah, you get to see Miles be friends with Sawyer. And then, That was a lot of good stuff there.
What did you
There's
think
just
of
so much.
Sawyer with Juliet?
I thought that was great. That was a great one. I don't like Kate. Juliet's a lot better of a character, more fun of a character for me anyway.
I felt like he was really more comfortable with Juliet.
So let's go. Let's just cut to the very end to this season right now, since we're running out of time already. What do you think about this season? Like, starting the temple.
I feel like with this season,
you get to see the smoke monster. Now Locke is the big bad. He is the smoke monster.
But I feel like with this season, I'm kind of just like letting them take me on the rest of the trip, because it's like I can only guess so far ahead what it's gonna end up being.
Yeah.
So I'm just like, in a way, like I don't want to try to guess and like figure it out. I just want to like ride the ride and see where they take us.
And I'm happy they set a date and a, you know, and an end time for the season, because they're, you know, can't be on the island forever, and it's great to know that they had a plan and that we're going in that direction. I'm really thankful for that, because there's sometimes shows get cut off and you never get to know what their ending is. And in this case, we do get to see how it's going to end, and we do get to see what their vision is of what it's going to be in. Some stuff was good, some was bad, some of it was amazing, but it's good to have that closure, because I love it when you can go from beginning to end of any real story.
And have that opportunity to know that you're going to be able to tell that full story.
Yeah, you know what I mean? It's great to have that. Firefly didn't really have that. You know, even Freaks and Geeks didn't have that. Angel felt like it did, but like I know Angel would have kept on going, so that didn't. All the other shows, yeah, they just went until they died. But this one, they're going on their time, and I'm really grateful for that. I'm going to tune in to see that.
Lost.
So, there you go, guys. We talked about Lost. I hope you enjoyed it.
See you in another world.
See you in another world, brother.
Yeah. No, see you in another life, brother.
See you in another life, brother. Thanks for tuning in. My name is Joe.
And I'm Carolyn.
Have a good night. Get lost.
I'm the cat.